Lesson 9F.
Playing with our emotions. Ask an advertiser what their job involves, and they'll probably tell you that they prepare the launch of new products and then inform consumers about them. Surprisingly, many consumers are willing to accept this explanation because they think that shopping is a rational activity. However, contrary to what most of us believe, when we go shopping, we are controlled by our hearts, not our heads. As a result, advertisers bombard us with images and messages that try to create an emotional link between us and their brands. To encourage consumers to splash out on their products, advertisers divide society into groups, and commercials with different emotional messages are created and targeted at each group. Adverts aimed at tired working mothers show superwomen who are completely in control of their families and professional lives thanks to the products they use. Caring parents are persuaded to buy medicines and toiletries for their children by people dressed in white coats who use facts to demonstrate that their products have passed a number of tests easily. Are they doctors, dentists, or scientists? Who were the tests done by? We are never told and we never ask, which is exactly what advertisers want. Otherwise, we would discover that there is little scientific evidence to support their claims. Advertisers take unpleasant problems and make them seem far worse, but then offer miracle solutions for them. Commercials for cures for grey hair, wrinkles, and skin problems are a perfect example. A serious-looking, grey-haired man looking sadly in the bathroom mirror suddenly finds himself on a beach with an attractive woman once he has stocked up on the advertiser's product and dyed his hair. The same positive transformation occurs in young people's social lives when they use the right product. The message is clear. Use our goods and you'll enjoy life. Music is also used to connect with our emotions. Jingles often accompany TV and radio commercials, but they aren't added just to make them more attractive. What the jingles do is activate our memories. Go into any nursery class and you'll find young children learning the alphabet or multiplication tables in maths by singing or chanting. Teachers have known for years that singing short sentences helps us memorise things, and advertisers use simple songs to help us remember the names of products. They don't even mind if the jingle annoys us. Annoying jingles have been shown to stay in our memories for longer than tunes that we actually like. Advertisers are also willing to invest large sums of money in promoting brands by getting famous people to provide endorsements for their products. The media has converted sport, music and entertainment celebrities into heroes, and many of them are admired and respected for the success that they have achieved. Advertisers know that people rarely talk about what their perfumes or trainers are made of, but do discuss Mila Kunis' great new film, Lionel Messi's latest fantastic goal, or Shakira's recent amazing concert. In other words, people talk about emotional experiences, and advertisers hope that the people who produce these emotional experiences will increase the popularity of their brands dramatically. Our emotions are constantly being studied by advertising agencies as they search for new ways to manipulate them. A study of car owners that took place a few years ago discovered that the owners talked about their cars in the same way as members of a cult, a small, sometimes secret group whose beliefs are considered strange and extreme by other people. As a result, advertisers studied cults and found out that their members were looking for something to belong to and a meaningful life. Could they turn brands into cults? The advertisers asked themselves. The internet is full of websites where brand fans can go online and talk with other fans about their enthusiasm for the products they buy. And people's emotional connection to brands can also be found in the real world. Walk along any city street and you'll find people dressed in clothes covered in manufacturers' slogans, like Nike's Just Do It, and logos such as Adidas's Three Stripes. Perhaps the answer to the advertiser's question is, yes, they can.